This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We've had this debate. These two in here, Brian and Plowsy, disagree. I think the NFL is a better product than college. Oh. Which interests you more?
Oh, the NFL.
For sure for me.
I like the Alabama. The game the other night, it was depressing. Mm-hmm. The college game.
There were a lot of depressing bowl games,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it was just depressing. This week in Kansas City, with the intrigue of snow, in the way Andrew Luck, I was told about Andrew Luck years ago when he was in college by Tom Condon. He said he's the best college football player I've ever seen in my life as a quarterback when he was recruiting him, okay? Yeah. He said, this guy is going to be special.
He was compared to Elway, yeah.
Well, he's the closest thing to me to Peyton Manning that I've ever seen. Not in terms of player, but just in terms of how, just being a football nerd.
He's closest to you. Who are you?
That was a significant pause between me and Peyton Manning.
What are you? Yeah, what are you?
You need to speak a little faster there.
That I've seen.
Costas Jr.?
To Peyton Manning that I've seen.
Down in the United States,
Jesus Christ, it's the closest thing to me.
Just being just a complete football nerd, just how much he loves the game and how good he is.
That game itself, if you had to lay down a dollar, Indy at KC, I'm going Indy. Chuck.
Move.
It's a tough
call. I'm going to KC. That's a tough call there, man.
What do you think?
That defense scares me of KC.
Indy's
best offensive line in the league.
What's their record the last 8
10 and 1. Well, they've won 10
and 1. Indy has a great offensive line, too, though.
I don't know. There's something.
Okay, which way are you going?
We've seen teams like this before.
Can you answer? This is not a Blues question. Can you answer the question?
I'm going to stick with Kansas City.
All right. How about Chargers? Chargers at New England.
I can't go against Brady, man, at New England. It's hard to do. I'm going with New England.
I picked the Chargers coming into the playoffs, so I'm picking with my heart as opposed to my head. So I want to see Phillip Rivers get to a Super Bowl, so
absolutely.
I'm just going to pick him.
I'm going that way, but Chuck, it's tough to go against Tom Brady at home.
Right.
All right, then the one game that almost everybody is siding with the same team. Everybody's flip-flopping on all these other games, but Philly at New Orleans, I don't know anybody who's actually – that actually believes Philadelphia can go win at New Orleans?
Well, 4 weeks ago, we didn't think Philadelphia even was going to make the playoffs. I'm going to go with New Orleans because I think this is Drew Brees' final go around before he retires in a couple of years. I'm going to go with that offense. But they've been suspect lately, too, just like Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with New Orleans.
I'm going New Orleans, too.
Same here.
Too explosive, but you know they weren't the same team that we saw earlier in the year, late in the season, the last 2-3 weeks, so they got to find their mojo back.
Then the Saturday night game, the Cowboys at the Rams. I'm telling you, a lot of people are picking Dallas in this game.
My daughters would pick the Rams if you ask them because they know the association with John Shaw and everybody. What?
No, they're shaking their head. They don't like the Rams either. Good for them.
No, they should. They better like the Rams. They'll pay for your wedding.
So he's finally admitted that he's been on the payroll and shilling for the Rams all these years.
No.
What do you think, Andy?
Oh, man. You know, I'm not a big – I don't think this Cowboys team's that good. They got good defense. I think the Rams will win. I do.
The Cowboys probably have as a duo the best two linebackers probably in pro football.
Yes.
Smith and the other kid. Vanden,
the kid
whatever.
From Notre Dame.
Oh,
well,
my
no,
God.
The kid from
Jaylen Smith
from
Boys
Notre
State,
but they get Jaylen Smith's amazing.
Oh, man, I just tell you. I'm going to go with the Rams. They're too explosive. But – Peters and company in the defensive backfield scares the hell out of me, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
You know, I'm going to pick the Cowboys in shocking news. And I tell you what.
Are you picking them because you just don't want to pick the Rams?
No, I have really developed an appreciation and a respect for Dak Prescott, who may not be the prettiest player in the league, may not have this incredible arm, but you look at this guy in terms of fourth quarter comebacks the last couple of years, he leads the league in that.
In wins, he's had 32 wins, second on in the league behind, I forgot, Tom Brady.
He's got a stud wide receiver, and he's got the best running back in football. Ezekiel's the best. I think they're going to find a way to win.
You know what his
game.
Coming out party was?
He's like underrated.
When you really said, hey, who is this guy? This guy could be a special quarterback, was a preseason game against the Rams, the St. Louis Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott all of a sudden came out of nowhere. Yeah. No one knew who he was. And now it was against the Rams, so you didn't really give him that much credibility because he's playing the Rams. You know, anybody can eat up the Rams. But he ate them up against their first team defense in a preseason game as a rookie.
He did like a Russell Wilson. He shined in preseason. That's how he won.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, what do you think of the lack of African-American coaches being hired in the league? There's like six or seven openings. There's a chance the guy in New England is going to get a job in Miami. But it looks like almost every opening will be with white coaches. Do you think there's racism involved? Or do you think the fact that we are now in 2019 in a league where all GMs and all coaches want to do one thing. They want to hire a coach who wants to go 4 and 5 wide and throw it and develop quarterbacks. That's the only thing that matters.
I think it's more of an overall view. I think it's part of the Trump effect as well. Now, you got a guy named Jim McCalwell out there that nobody even took a look
to. Jim Caldwell?
Jim Caldwell. Here's the key to the minority coaches. Other than Tony Dungy, and I forgot whoever. Whenever a black coach is fired, very seldom is he ever rehired as a head coach.
Tubby Smith, maybe?
Yep. Never rehired. That's the problem we have. The Rooney Rule is an embarrassment.
He had two jobs, didn't he?
Yeah, and most people think Tomlin got hired by the Rooney Rule. He did not. Is that racism part of that? Yes. Should you tell a man who he should hire? Hell no. You can't tell me who I'm going to hire. And I understand that. I still, and John Shaw told me this years ago, I still don't think white owners are 100% happy with black coaches. Just like back in the day when, what was the gambler that said some derogatory things?
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek said white owners are still not happy with a black man at that one position, quarterback. And I still think there's some effect of that right now. Is it racism? It's just normal life.
Well, what about, could it just be kind of an odd year where you
guys can
black
jump
coaches
on me. Don't worry about my daughters being here. They're going to handle it.
Could it be just an odd year where black coaches, these coaches that were fired, were just kind of at the end and they weren't winning? Like you think of Hugh Jackson that had a 1-31 run. Think of Marvin Lewis who had 16 or 17 years. Todd Bowles who had 4 years. You had Steve Wilks. He only got 1 year. Now, maybe that was unfair.
That's the
and then Van Joseph. Who didn't turn it around in 2 years in Denver. Well, and they're all defensive-oriented coaches.
Let me make this point, too, real quick, Andy. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say just because you're black, you shouldn't get fired.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do the job, I'm going to tell you who else.
We heard you call in the house. We know your opinion.
I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where you sit over there and sit on a turnip. All right. When this first happened, I called Johnny Rowland because Johnny Rowland and him got on Tony Dungy when he got his job at Tampa Bay because he wouldn't hire any black coaches. They all called and got together. So when all the coaches were fired the other day, the first guy I called Johnny Rowland. He's in Texas. He said, Charlie, when you don't do the job, I don't care what color you are, you should be fired.
Okay, well, I agree with that. But listen, what's the percentage of black players in the NFL? Probably
about 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not enough.
No.
Thank you. I know what you're going to say.
Maybe 85%. So how come all the players are black, but then
the coaches
we don't
can't
have
be.
Any black right. coaches? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me, right? But the biggest impact on coaching right now is, see, the NFL is a copycat league. It's no different than any other professional sport. And you see this young kid come into Los Angeles with the Rams, McVay, and so now everybody's looking for the next Sean McVay, when in reality, there's only one Sean McVay.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
They're not all as smart as him. You think you have one, but in reality, you don't.
That's what Cincinnati's doing.
But I don't know, man. I mean, I think there is something to it. When you have the people who are writing checks, at the end of the day, they're ultimately responsible. You can say, hey, hire the most qualified candidate.
Well,
and I'd like to see more African-American players, when they retire, have a desire and inspire to be a head coach. You know?
Well,
get into coaching right away.
This is the Onion Harden effect. I'm going to go back to my friend Onion. If the players stuck together like they did in the NBA, you would probably have more black head coaches. But these lackluster Negroes that they got playing in the NFL, have no backbone whatsoever.
Really?
And that's part of the problem as well.
There's a handful of them.
It's part of the problem.
Here's the difference, though. NBA, guaranteed contracts. NFL, they can cut you like nothing. And
But it shouldn't be treated like that.
When you know you can get cut, then you're not going to open up your mouth and maybe say something that's maybe considered controversial.
If you're a big enough star, a big enough star can. A guy like Cam Newton had a chance to say something years ago. Mm-hmm. He shut his mouth like a sheep. And some of the guys can. They got guaranteed money on some of the guys.
The star players.
So star players can.
But getting back to the point, I do think that that it's not so much racism in terms of these firings and hirings. It's about the trend in the NFL. That mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury, who I don't think should have got a job, he was not a great college coach.
Will he get fired after a year?
Probably not.
See, that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't.
But
even,
these hires are all guys that, hey, I'm a quarterback whisperer. I'm going to run five offense. Yeah.
That's why he got hired.
He wasn't even a 500 head coach at Texas Tech, okay?
But Wilkes, if you're going to say Wilkes never had any experience as a coordinator, why do you hire him?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the problem. Why do you hire him? John Elway at Denver should have been the first guy fired. He can't even find a quarterback.
He's botched that up.
Right. Then your general manager had a DWI in 96, had one again a few months ago, mm-hmm. and he used the guy. Then he lied when the cops stopped him. And he's the one that fired and hired Wilkes.
All right, I stand corrected about Isaac Bruce. He's just responded. I asked him if he'd consider it. He said, I would consider it. Fit would have to be perfect.
Yeah,
so
I'm telling you, they would do it. But gross. He shouldn't be out XFL. He's beyond that.
Well, he shouldn't do it. I mean, he should just.
Oh, listen.
I mean, the
Frank Lombardi Jr.
He might as well coach the JFL.
Yeah, might as well go over to the Smet, a CBC.
The Smet's got to go.
Con Hunt Blue Devils, my team back in the day.
Go back to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They need a coach, and they kept him. Look at that team. Pitiful.
All right, we have to break one more time. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about our good friends at Westminster Christian Academy. If you're looking for a school for your son or daughter, we recommend a trip to Westminster and a visit to that incredible campus in town and country. Three gyms, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, an incredible tennis and baseball complex, football stadium outstanding. Go to Westminster's website, WCASTL.org. And right up the road from Westminster is Maryville University. They sponsor the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Charles Tuna Edwards, Andy Strickland here. H. Balzer is going to join us around 11, and Martin Kilcoyne will also be here. We'll take a short time out. We'll be right back.